Well, first of all, Martin, congratulations. Another championship, another big win.
Yeah, delighted. Absolutely delighted. You know, we suffered a lot over the winter after last year's final. And we were just outclassed by Unions, and we had a lot of work to get up to the level. But thankful, look, we worked hard this last 10, 12 weeks since the championship started off, and we got our rewards here today.
Yeah, and should we say incrementally got better? You know, you had maybe the wobble against Glenswilly the first day, probably the best thing that ever happened.
Yeah, definitely we improved from game on game, and I felt that coming into the final. I would have said that a couple of weeks ago at the press conference, that there, that we felt we were improving all the time, and that we would get our best performance today, and we did. Thankfully we did, and yeah. We worked hard for the last 2 or 3 weeks on this particular game, and thankfully now it transpired.
Yeah. And as I said to everybody, really, you were playing against the wind. You could easily have shut up shop, but no, you went at them.
Yeah, look, we looked at it both ways. From an attacking point of view, we wanted to create whatever chance we could, but when we were out of possession, it was a case of keeping the Union scoreline down, that we didn't want them to get a run on us. And I thought we defended really, really well throughout that game. I thought our setup and defence was brilliant. Two goals were probably disappointing. The first one from a turnover that needlessly gave away, I suppose, and they punished for us. They were ruthless in their execution of their turnover, and then the second goal, the high ball, and we didn't deal with it really well at all, so them two goals could have been avoided. But besides them two moments there, I thought we defended really, really well today.
Yeah, and I suppose their early goal last year had you on warning too.
Yeah, look, it was a big score. It was a massive score last year. It was, you know, they got that 3-point lead. I suppose the only difference this time around, it just brought them back into the game. We were, I think, 2-0 up at the time, and I know we were only 2 points up, but we felt we were in control. I thought at that stage we were playing really, really well for the first 10 minutes, and it gave them a lift. It got them into the game. But no, look, we responded to each goal really well at both stages, particularly in the second half. Kieran caught a big kick out and kicked a big free straight after that goal, and that was important too.
Yeah. Obviously, you came back into it well at that stage, because they had, you know, you Charlie had got the goal, and all of a sudden that you were back level after having a wee bit of a gap, you know, and everyone thought a second goal was going to be a big score in the game.
Yeah, I felt it myself. I thought after we got that goal, I thought we were really in the ascendancy. We were 3 up at that time, and the man up, and in control of the game, I felt, and with the breeze, everything was pointing towards, you know what, it could have been a comfortable victory at that stage. But fair play to Unions, you know, they came back, they weren't going to lie down, and they responded with the goal straight away, and it was back in the melting pot again straight away.
Yeah, and I suppose, I think at one stage in the closing minutes, they had possession for 4 minutes, and you held them out. And okay, they didn't have a shot at goal, but I suppose they were trying to maybe work a free or something, so you showed great discipline.
Really good discipline. You know, we worked hard on that this last 3 weeks on our setup defensively, and they performed it to a T today. Everything that we asked them to, they performed it to a T, and we kind of knew where Unions were getting their scores from this last couple of years, and we felt if we shut down them avenues, they would struggle, and that's the way it transpired today.
Yeah. Sending off a big moment in the game.
Yeah, I suppose I said that to somebody already. In terms of a man being sent off, I don't think it made a huge difference in that numerical advantage the way the game was.
It didn't make a huge difference,
but it was the fact that they were Shane O'Don, and he's such a quality player. Of course, it made a difference, and they missed him in that second half for kicking scores.
Yeah. You've heard the game this year. We talked about it a few times already this year. Big Charlie McGinnis, I suppose, has matured and is now a good target man.
Yeah, I'd look at Charlie's brain, and again, it's. Like, very few people know, Charlie hasn't trained in 4 or 5 months for us. He's carrying a serious knee injury, and he's just playing game on game, and hasn't trained in between. So, you know, it's an absolute credit to him. Yeah. And, you know, injuries have went against us, really against us, and it would have been easy to throw in the towel and say, this isn't going to be our year. We lost Owen, we lost Alton to Cruciates, we lost Kieran Gallagher, we lost Kieran Brennan, we lost Leo. Leo didn't play the semi-final, came on for the last 5 minutes today. Really important players. Charlie hasn't trained at all since the championship started, just playing games. But it's a credit to him that he's managing that as best he can.
And I spoke to Brendan McDyer earlier, really rolled back the clock, didn't he, today?
Yeah, Brendan was brilliant. Look at it, he's, even in training this last few weeks, he's buzzing, so he is in training. You just knew there was a big performance in him coming in today. He was clued in, and he would have been disappointed with last year as much as anybody, and there was a big performance in Brendan. I knew Brendan was going to be good today, and he was. He kicked some huge scores for us.
Yeah. Kieran Thompson, quiet first half, but really stepped up on the second.
Yeah, look at it, it's classic Kieran. You know, when the game's there to be won, he's the one player that you can always rely on to step up. There's always a big moment in Kieran. If we're in a game with 5-10 minutes to go, you know Kieran or somebody else will step up, and generally it is Kieran. And again, today he won a really, you know, in the game when Unions got that goal to make it level again, we needed something, and Kieran made the big catch, threw the foul and kicked the free himself, you know, all them moments there. So there's always them moments in Kieran.
Yeah, and obviously it went down to the wire, it went down to the end, and you couldn't relax until the very end.
No, absolutely not. Look at it. Point is, it's fine margins at that stage, and anything can happen. Even if I felt we were defending well at the end, that last attack we were doing well, but you just don't know, any ball, high ball in can always end up in the back of the net, and the game could slip by just as handy, but no, we've seen it out, thankfully.
I've missed count. You've been involved in all six championship wins now. That brings it up with yourself and St. Jonan's, three each. How does that one compare?
Look, it's up there. It's up there. It's definitely, you know, every championship has its, is unique in its own way, but I thought that one, just the way everything seemed to be going against us, losing players, and you know, it would have been very easy, I mentioned that earlier, it would have been very easy to say this isn't going to be our year, we're down such and such, we're down such, and we did lose a lot of really, really important players. Alton and Owen especially were the cruciates, you know, like Alton's our man marker, he's our best defender, and he's the one we turn to when somebody needs to be shut down, and we know Alton will do it. So to be missing him through a cruciate injury, and Owen at the other end of the field, he's Owen's class, like he's just, and again, another cruciate injury. So to miss the two of them throughout this year, and then Kieran Galler, who added a new dimension to our game, he's heading away travelling as well, so we missed him this year. Kieran Brennan went away travelling this year, so you know, when you consider all that there, and we didn't get that many players coming through this last year or two either, just in terms of Daniel Gilday's coming into the setup, but we haven't added that many, so you know, but it would have been easy just to say this isn't going to be our year and we'll wait to get all them boys back, but not
when you see Owen Wade and Brendan McDowell running like March here, is that much encouraging?
They're dogs, so they are, they just they're mad for success and mad for hunger for success, so they are, so yeah, they're a credit, so they are to the club.
As you know, there's a big job going on in the county, there's a lot of speculation about people getting it and people wanting it. Obviously a man that has won so many senior championships, any chance of you going for this job?
No, I said that already, I'm quite happy where I am in the club, and there's no team I'd rather manage than the boys in that dressing room. Yeah. They're my friends, my best friends, all of them, and we enjoy our time together, so I'm quite happy where I am.
This time last year, a few weeks later, you stepped down, are you glad you came back?
Yeah, of course, look, I'm glad we won a championship, and as I mentioned that to somebody already, if somebody else, the only reason I stepped down was I felt a change would have been good for the team and a new voice would have been good about the place, and if they had won a championship today with a new voice, I'd be as equally as happy as I am now as being in charge, as long as we can get success. And I suppose we got Barry in there, Barry Dunne was that new voice, we got him added into the backroom team, and he's been a huge addition as well. But look, at as long as we're competing and we're there thereabouts, we're happy.